Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense, but always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us.
I listened to that speech, and I listened to the unbelievable speech, the strength in that speech, and then you listen to that song, and I immediately go to today's honoree, Sergeant Paul Gilroy of Carbondale. He heard all of that in real time. A devastated nation had to respond. And Paul Gilroy, later Sergeant Paul Gilroy, signed up for the Army at age 29. He listened with his father on the radio and reacted. This is his anniversary too. He signed up December 8th. Was shipped eventually to Africa, serving under George S. Patton, where he was severely injured. Sent to England to recover, and he could have come home. Paul Gilroy said, "Hell no, I'm going back with my unit." And he goes. He joins them in the Sicilian campaign, and he's severely wounded there. I mean, no more. We don't care how brave you are. No more. So they send him stateside for months of recovery at Walter Reed. I will tell you, I'm betting he was at some of the same hospitals as Bob Dole, who I believe was wounded in Anzio shortly after Sicily. But Paul Gilroy never spoke of any of this, even though he was blind in one eye. He just joined the United States Postal Service. And he gets married. They lose twin boys. I mean, you can't even... I've got twins. I can't even imagine how devastating that was. Can't even imagine it. And that's on top of and right after the physical and psychological horrors he had experienced in World War II. And he's told, he and his wife are told, you can't have children. We're sorry. This is not going to happen. And then, you remember the old days? You had these great doctors. They were your doctor. I had Dr. Gavin, Dr. Kranick. Well, they had Dr. Casey. And he said, don't listen to them. Keep trying. Well, what do you think the Gilroys would do? Well, this is a guy that went back to his unit after being severely injured, wounded in Africa. They kept trying. Six kids later. Amazing. Thank you to his son, Frank Gilroy, who also reminded me that it was the 110th anniversary of his father's birth on November 15th this year. So, Paul Gilroy just, you know, he does, like all of these great veterans, the ordinary until it becomes and can be acknowledged as extraordinary in his everyday life, particularly based on what he'd seen and what he'd had to do as a young man. But he heard what we just heard, and what did he do? He signed up. And he went to war. And he paid the price for going to war. And he told his son, Frank, no, this is not for my son. I've been there. And nevertheless, son-in-law Kenny Williams, United States Marines, and grandson Danny Green, United States Navy, family continue to serve. It's great stuff. Great stuff. And important stuff. Well, great good afternoon, everyone. It is, well, it's way beyond noon. It's quarter after noon time in Northeast PA. Thursday, December 8th, 2022. This is the Bob Cadaro Show, and indubitably, I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and honor the brave like Sergeant Paul Gilroy, U.S. Army World War II from Carbondale, who made us and kept us free. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Yeah, so great to have these people. Let's go to Dave from Carbondale first. And since Paul Gilroy was a proud Carbondalian, let's go to him. Hi, Dave.
Bob, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Listen, you are doing a phenomenal job. I have been so disgusted with talk radio. I have finally wanted to call you in. I want to do a lot of talking here in a minute or two. First, I want to ask you, be honest. I know you're humble. You do such a great job. What are the national prospects for hearing you national? I never heard you discuss this, but I want you to be honest.
Right now, I'm broadcasting from my house.
Oh, man.
That's the last thing I'm thinking of is national. Listen, I
want to be your manager.
All right, you do that. I'll give you, you get me national, I'll give you a cut. But I will tell you what, Dave.
As soon as I get out the phone.
I was always taught that you eat the meal that's in front of you and you worry about dessert later.
You got it all, Bob. I got to tell you, I don't know. I hope you hear that more often. You got it all. There's only one little issue I have with you, and I hope you come around. But I'm not going to hold it against you, your honesty. But I'm telling you, like we're not going to make it with this next election with Trump. We got to support the guy. I understand what he says sometimes is so wrong, but look with Biden. Just think about this. What if they found that diary of Ivanka and it's called Trump? God. You know how fast that would be out? There's no way we're going to win this election. We're trying to do the right thing. We got to be a little biased towards Trump because it's never going to go our way. The Democrats got the upper hand when it comes to this. All the salacious information, it's just horrendous. I mean, how can we get? We got to support Trump. He's our only hope if he's running.
I don't agree that he's our only hope. In fact, I think he's the only possibility of losing the presidency because Biden, unless something worse happens, they'll carry his coffin to the next election.
Exactly. He can be beaten
by a number of Republicans.
Donald I understand Trump that. When I say only hope, if he becomes the nominee, I'm just saying if he is.
If he's the nominee, I'm all in. There's not even a close call there. No, I'm 1,000% behind Trump. If he's the nominee, I don't want him to be the nominee, though.
Right. Well, Bob, how do you stay so positive? When I hear, you know, I just really found out about this diary. I must be living under a rock. I can't believe a book that was left over in the house that the FBI has the right to do this. I mean, I don't know what are we going to do about it? You're there, you're opening your mouth every day trying to speak to the American people. I mean, what advice do you give to the everyday common folk now that are just, I don't know what to say or do anymore.
Well, two things, and Rush Limbaugh said this, don't give up, never give up, and vote and convince those who can be convinced. And we can win elections. I'm still an optimist on that.
Yeah, well, keep doing what you're doing because I really enjoy listening to you. And I'm glad you took my call today.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you. I feel better already. Let's go. We got Luciano on the line. Hey, Luciano.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, Luciano.
Hello? Hey. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, happy Bob, time. I have two questions from... I'm from Philadelphia. I used to go to the University of Pennsylvania when I used to go to a dermatologist when I was working for the city of Philadelphia. Donald Trump graduated from the University of Pennsylvania. He's intelligent. You said he wasn't intelligent. How many prisoners have you met in prison that were highly intelligent, self-taught, had great insight, and had very little education, formal education?
Luciano, by the way, I don't hold it against Trump that he's not intelligent, just that he says he is when he's not. And I went to Penn Law School.
Yes, believe me,
I know my fellow students. That doesn't mean you're intelligent.
I agree. 95%, I think it's less. 95% of used to be 100% of lawyers, attorneys used to run. Both Democrat and Republican politicians used to run this country. What does that say about picking lawyers and attorneys to govern this country? Let me just say, George Washington was a farmer. I have nothing. Look, Jimmy Carter was, I don't know how he became a Navy submarine country commander, but he wasn't good, but he was a farmer. But one last comment, Bob, I found out. Unfortunately, because of the black African American population that allowed this Georgia scumbag, forgive my words, Jesus, to become senator, and it was also due to the Pennsylvania loss of the Republicans. The black population voted 80-85% in Pennsylvania and voted overwhelmingly in Atlanta, Georgia, to vote this reverend in. That's how the Republicans gained control. The Democrats gained control of the Senate. Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Luciano. We'll take this break. Bob Cordaro on the eponymous show. We'll be 1967. Traffic released their hit album, Mr. Fantasy. That great song. And before that, I guess the conclusion of that amazing FDR speech, rallying a wounded country after the disgraceful, dishonorable attack on Pearl Harbor and Manila and throughout the Pacific Theater. We had real problems. Not made up systemic racism. No, we had real problems as a nation. Our survival was at stake. And people like Paul Gilroy of Carbondale answered that call and made sure we survived as a nation. Not only survived, but flourished. And they put their lives on the line, making sure it would happen. So I say made us and kept us free every day. Remarkable. Paul Gilroy from Carbondale. So, Joe from Trips Park is on the line. He wants to talk about the left. Oh, do I ever want to talk about the left. Hey, Joe.
How you doing, Bob?
Good, good.
LTS, by the way. Just LTS wanted to just go over the stronghold the left has on almost everything. I mean, I just the other day I was listening to an interview on Jordan Peterson, and he said, when he's writing for grants, you have to have all-inclusive agendas in your grants to get grants for research. So if a scientist wanted to study anything, I mean, they would have to fit the agenda just to get a grant in most cases.
Oh, it's insane.
So how are we supposed to, it's crazy, how are we supposed to find out if, for example, battery cars really, people getting grants to study otherwise aren't getting the money?
Yep.
you know what it is?
When they say systemic racism, which is a lie, we have systemic wokeism.
Yeah, it's like a virus. It's like a cancer.
Yeah, systemic leftism and wokeism has infected this country.
Yeah, it's like a cancer.
You skipped out a little there, Joe.
Hey, the other side is racist. People who want to come here for a better life like Tim are telling you, hey, the other side doesn't want you here. People who are poor are telling you, hey, the other side will feed people the money. They're just exploiting these little personal fears that people have. So you have one party who's just trying to get reelected based on fear-mongering, and the other one is just trying to get elected based on doing the right thing for the country.
That is about the state of play today, although, Joe, I you may be with me on this. I am not a tried and true Republican because I've seen them screw up enough.
Oh, yeah, I have too in the Bush era.
I'm a conservative. I'm a common sense conservative. Whoever delivers the closest to that goal, I'm with. That's sort of what I come down.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference with us as individuals. There's some people that think that there is a perfect oasis where you'll never get called a bad word or name, where things will always be handed down, and where there'll be a perfect world. And there's others who are going to say, you know what? It's not always going to be perfect. For example, just the other day, we were talking about the in school about teaching the LGBTQ to young children. I was on hold that day. Ironically, I got a call from my son's principal. I had to hang up because somebody called him fat in class, and he got into a fight. Huh. Now, they did not educate the rest of the class on why not to say fat.
By the way, hopefully he won, too. He won the fight.
I mean, he stood up for himself, and I did tell him he's been getting picked on. I told him, you got to stand up for yourself. It's just the way life is. People will always, it is. If you stand up, you get by it. If you don't, they'll run over you. Very simple.
Yep.
But, you know, it's when they talk about teaching this thing to kids, we don't teach algebra to first graders because their mind isn't ready. Sex, elementary school, because they're not ready to learn about it.
Excellent analogy.
So why should because it offends people? Well, you took prayers out of school because that offended people. So in that same train of thought, then take this out of school because that offends people.
But no, when it came to that, it had to eliminate it. On top of it,
yeah. When it came to the prayers in church, you had to eliminate. Offer this. No, let's educate them on this.
You are firing on all cylinders today, my friend. Excellent.
It's been driving me nuts. Sometimes I listen to the radio. I'm just rolling all over my carpet. Just going. I can't hold it in anymore.
Love it. Thank you, friend.
Thank
good
you
to
so
talk
much.
And tell your kid, good for him. Stick up for himself.
Exactly. Right. Thank you.
Right. Bye bye. We'll be back. Jake is coming up with the weather after these great messages. 1969 this day. Joe South released his hit single, Walk a Mile in My Shoes. By the way, Pastor Mitch checking in, and he nice little prayer that I get better. But I want to deflect that, Pastor Mitch, and I want to send it to my cousin Ross Cadaro. Okay? So prayers for my cousin Ross Cadaro and any of you. He's, you know, he's struggling, he's suffering, and he's had a long road already. And we need him back to some level of health, and I can't visit him. I'm doubly frustrated. I can't visit him because of this lingering flu issue. So pass that along if you could, Pastor Mitch. Bob Cadaro back with you, WILK. This is the Club for Common Sense. This is a place where you can bathe in a sanctuary of sanity. Appointment radio, 10 to 2, each day that I'm well enough on WILK. Bob Cadaro back with you. By the way, our friend Joe Dorenzo tells us, press officer for Lackawanna County, the people from Tyler Technologies, if you live in the Scranton area, they're canvassing properties. Now, I just had a car come by and take a picture of the house here, and maybe that's what it was. So be aware of it. And I think Joe tells us that they're wearing yellow coats. So always be cautious. But there are people canvassing for the Lackawanna County reassessment. Fortunately, they're going to do it. And we were going to do it when I was commissioner. And unfortunately, we didn't start it before we lost the election. And then the clowns that followed us, I don't know where the $8 million that we borrowed went. I don't know what they did with it. But we didn't do a reassessment. So finally, they're going to do one now. And it's in process and in progress. So just be aware of that. Now, we're honoring today Sergeant Paul Gilroy, U.S. Army, Carbondale, one of six kids in the great Gilroy family that he was raised in. And I have been telling you that he listened to the news, and I'm certain Franklin Roosevelt's speech, and on this date, that year, 1941, he signed up at age 29 for the United States Army. Ends up in Africa, serving under Patton, where he's wounded. He's wounded severely enough that he's got to go to England to convalesce. And they said to him, you could go home. And he said, no, I can't. I'm going back with my unit. And he does. And he rejoins them as they're taking Sicily. And he's then severely wounded again. And finally they say, Sergeant Gilroy, we can't help you here. You got to go back to Walter Reed in the States. And he's got months of recovery. And he recovers other than blindness in his eye and becomes, I don't know if he was a mailman, Frank, if you could tell me that, but he worked for the United States Postal Service. And among the amazing things of the story, he's one of six. He ends up having six kids, but not until he lost twin boys, he and his wife, after they were born. And they were told they wouldn't have kids. And a friendly Dr. Casey tells them from Carbondale, oh, don't listen to that. You just keep trying. And the Gilroys have six kids. And thank you to Frank Gilroy for passing that on. He did not discover that his father was blind in one eye until his father was 80. Because that's how close to the vest these heroes kept things. And now son-in-law, Kenny Williams, is in the United States Marine Corps. And grandson, Danny Green, is in the United States Navy. Family of service, the Gilroys from Carbondale. Let's go to Matt from Avoca. Do we got... No, you know what, Matt? I'm going to... Hold on, because I want to go to a commercial break. I just wanted to talk about Paul Gilroy today because this is his anniversary of enlistment. And so happy that serendipity allowed that to happen. And he's our the person we pay tribute to today. So Matt from Avoca, we're going to get to you in a moment. He wants to talk about wokeism. And by the way, it's not a coincidence. So do I. We'll be back. Isn't that amazing? We do Neil Sedaka from 1958. Now here he is in 1975 with another hit. Diary is hit in 58. And then Breaking Up is Hard to Do, which everybody knows that. 1975, this date. December 8th might have been his day. Just like it was Sergeant Paul Gilroy's day. He gave his remarkable service to this country starting this date, 1941. He was from Carbondale. So Tony T tells me, I bought Gilroy's homestead. And then continues, Carbondale people are awesome. I agree with you. I go up to Maz's Cleaners to hang around with the guys when I can. And, yeah, there's nothing like Carbondale. I love it. I love it. Let's go to Matt in Avoca. Matt, how are you? Matt, are we there? Hey, Matt,
yes,
how you doing?
Hey, Bob. Your last caller kind of jogged my memory. I got one heck of a story for you as it comes to wokeism in corporate America, as it comes to employment. So... I'm going to talk cryptically here. So I know of a company where, let's say, you'd have a clerical position come open, nothing major, but you know, you have support staff that leaves. And so they post the job on the website and you would have somebody that wants the job. So they would bring them in and let them interview. And if they didn't, if they don't have one person of each race to interview for that job, they can't fill the position. So what corporate America would often do is just find people within the company to interview for the position so that they can fill it. And they have no intention of hiring these people for this position. They just need races to say that they interviewed four or five different people. I've seen scenarios where that person interviews for the job and waits so long to get an answer because they don't have one of every race to interview for that job that the person gets tired of waiting and goes somewhere else.
My gosh.
Could you believe this?
Yes.
We have people that want to fill a position and we can't hire them because we don't have X number of races, X number of ethnicities to interview to give everybody a fair shot, even though it's posted nationwide.
Oh, and they're exhausting with this nonsense. They truly are. And it's like...
So then what happens is you have the rest of the people that are there are doing their job and someone else's because they don't have five different types of people to apply for it. Even though you have someone that wants the job, they can't hire them.
And I will tell you this, Matt, and I get around and I know a lot of people. I don't know one employer who would discriminate against someone because of race. I don't know one, not one. And yet you have this insanity going on.
And this is before COVID.
Yeah. Well,
it's all in the name of, diversity because of the ESG things that they have to do now.
Remarkable. Matt, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it.
We'll take care, Bob.
Talk again soon. Thank you. Well, the Bloomberg Money Minute is up. We're going to go to that, find out what's happening in the world of business, and then we'll come back for more of this song. What a great song. That is Bob Dylan, of course. He did a Rolling Thunder review, and he played a benefit concert at Madison Square Garden for Reuben Hurricane Carter, who was eventually freed. What a cry. I think that's his best song. I think that's Dilzo's best song. I really, truly do. Always love that one. And Jake agrees. So if I got Jake's premature, I think that's pretty good. I'm probably in the right direction anyway. Well, you've joined this club for common sense. You're bathing in a sanctuary of sanity. We've got one more hour to go. Appointment radio, 10 to 2 every day on WILK. And reminder, this Sunday, the Bob Cadaro Show on TV, featuring Ryan Leckie, that Channel 16 phenom, who just brought us some incredible broadcasting and television. He's moved on to other things, so we caught up with that, found out, you know, where he started, all these kind of things. And I mean, it's amazing to talk about Ryan Leckie. He's a throwback. He's one of those guys that, like, you know, showed up at a television station way back when and just said, give me a job, give me a job, give me a job. And it worked out, and he turned out to be a tremendous television personality. And now he's doing advertising and all that, and will be very successful at that. But Ryan Leckie's our guest. And, of course, Dr. Brian France, who's going to talk to us in our health segment about vaping and the hidden dangers, the surprising hidden dangers of vaping. And of course, today, that's the Bob Cadaro Show on TV, and you could go to YouTube anytime and look up the Bob Cadaro Show on TV. And there was an episode where we featured a guy named Tony Julian, a World War II vet who fought, among other places, at Iwo Jima. Tremendous show. And, you know, we did Jeff Walker, who we heard do a commercial, and found out about Jeff Walker. And then we talked about the Pennsylvania Society with Liz Hafey. Liz Preate Havey. And her accomplishments and all that. I'll tell you, we've been very, very fortunate on the Bob Cadaro Show on TV. We've had great guests. And, of course, Dr. Brian France, our healthcare stalwart, who's going to deliver all that to us and let us know about local institutions, some of the lions of the medical field in Northeast and Central Pennsylvania, and some of the institutions that really matter to you. So that the healthcare is a very important component of what we do on the Bob Cadaro Show on TV. And it's not political. You can take a day off. Everybody can. Sunday, 11:30, WNEP-TV. That's when it's on, and you can get it anytime on YouTube. Well, let's go to the news. We got to listen to ABC, unfortunately. And then we'll hear from Paula Degnan, and then we'll come back.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.